Let's get growing. Welcome to the Home Show Garden Pros. It's time for gardening and landscape tips and advice from Houston's leading garden and landscape experts, members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op, and your host, Conservation Programs Manager at Memorial Park, Danny Milliken.
Well, hello, Houston. Hour number two, Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Again, we've gathered this awesome, wonderful group of knowledge specialists from all over the city, from all over, at all these really great, amazing garden retail destinations, really cool spots. And we have the great honor and privilege and a special moment to talk with a real knowledge expert, Diane Bolinowski from Warren Southern Gardens. How are you, Diane?
Yeah, doing good.
Oh, hey, there you are. Yeah, that's totally, you sound totally great. I'm doing good as well. Good. I also am, here having a radio show, talking gardening, helping people out with their gardening questions. 713-572-4610. And that's what we got going on. So word on the street is that Warren Southern Gardens got flooded.
Well, we had quite a bit of flooding. We had quite an eventful week last week, to say the least. We got flooded in the first event. We had that sort of little mini weather episode last Friday, and it really only lasted about 30 or 40 minutes. But within no time, we had, water just rushing through the nursery. Everything turned out fine at the nursery. The Kingwood area just really took a beating last week. Mm. We've got a lot of trees that were down, myself included. I had two different experiences with down trees on my property and my neighbors as well.
Oh, wow.
So, one tree, one very healthy oak tree cracked. Mm-hmm. And then took out an elm in front of it, took out a fence. And then in another episode later in the week, because the ground is so saturated and there's a lot going on in our soil that I think that people might have a lot of questions about. But we had the tree just uprooted and came out of the ground and then in the process took out several trees. So learned a lot this week, and it was interesting, but I think, our soil's really taken a beating since, we've had these heavy rain events. It seems like when we do get rain, it's very intense, the ground has, sat wet for quite a while. And previous to Harvey, and we had the Memorial Day floods, but just before that, we had the severe drought. So I really think all of these factors have, created a situation in our soil that we may need to address.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. We the people that have done something are starting to see results. They've recovered their soil, and those of us that haven't, we're not seeing the results. We're seeing some things happen, and it's going to keep happening if we're not careful. But I'm excited to hear about what you learned from this time. And after this break, we're definitely going to explore some of the stuff you learned and maybe try to help people with some strategies for dealing with water events like this. So this is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We're also, Diane is a gardening expert. So you also have on here someone that you can ask any question of and really get a thorough and wonderful answer. So don't hesitate to do that. 713-572-4610. And we'll be back afterward from some sponsors.
Do you own rental property or does it own you? Hi, I'm Bruce Lessie with Houston for Lease, giving you more lease with less stress. We find and screen quality tenants, manage your property, including midnight maintenance calls, all for one affordable fee. No add-ons, no surprise fees. That's more lease with less stress. Learn more at Houston4lease.com. Call me on my cell, 832-654-5670. And get your first month's fee free. Houston4lease.com.
When it rains here, it pours. Protect your home with Custom Gutter's seamless aluminum gutter systems, precisely machined to drain water away from your foundation and landscaping. Choose from over 100 colors to match your home. Add leaf protection custom designed for your trees. At Custom Gutters, all installations are covered by a lifetime labor warranty and 50-year manufacturer's warranty. New gutters, gutter cleaning, repairs, trust Custom Gutters. That's custom with a K. CustomGutters.com.
You can be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros can help with advice you can trust and the tools our co-op members recommend.
Year-round, organic lawn solutions safe for your pets and family. Monterey Lawn and Garden. For a beautiful organic lawn, use Monterey Lawn and Garden products.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to the Home Show Garden Pros. Good morning, I'm Beverly at the Arbor Gate. You know, one of the best kept secrets at the Arbor Gate is our gift shop called the Arbor Gate 2. It is full with home decor, handmade gifts, paintings by artist Susan Hood, art by Susan. We have the Spirit Tiles from Houston Lou, Atlanta, Georgia. Come see us and let us help you with all your decorating needs. You know, we're always happy to look at pictures, look at samples, bring us sprigs. Any questions that you have, our knowledgeable staff, we're here to help anytime. You know, regardless of the weather, the temperature, the rain, the dry, the wet, the cold, it is always time to use that famous 1-2 punch. ArborGate Soil Complete and ArborGate Blend Organic Food. Feed your soil and your soil will feed your plants. You know, the Arbor Gate is easy to find. We're located on FM 2920, 1.5 miles west of State Highway 249 in Tomball. You can visit us online at arborgate.com. Download our free app, the Arbor Gate app, or give us a call, 281-351-8851. We're open 7 days a week for your convenience. And now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thank you, Beverly. We are back. Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Here with Diane Bolanowski from Warren Southern Gardens. True gardening expert in our area. So, and it's always really helpful, I think, when great, you know, garden experts, knowledge experts, but also you're not just like a research expert. You're like an end user. Like, you know how these plants work in nature and in gardened and, you know, as part of a system. And I think that's what's so valuable with hearing kind of your experience and your lessons learned from this, these weather events, is that it's not just like the average person, you know, it's not just the average gardener like me being like, oh, I saw this, I learned this, I saw this. It's actually like, you know, someone who knows.
Yeah, got some pretty hands-on experience last week. You know, it really all comes back down to soil. And you and I like to talk about soil a lot, but really, it's the most important thing. And, you know, when you think about plants, you know, sitting in flood water, or, you know, their root systems being saturated for long periods of time, you know, there's a lot of things that can happen in the meantime. You know, oxygen limited, and so, you know, that triggers things like growth inhibition, you know, create situations where the tree or the plant roots or the grass roots just aren't thriving, can lead to disease and damage to the root systems. And the other thing that happens, and I don't think, you know, people are as aware, is that the pH will change drastically. So, you know, in acidic soils, the pH will become more acidic. And when you have alkaline soils, which much of the people in the Houston area have soils that are alkaline, then the pH will become more alkaline. So when that happens, it makes it hard for the plants to get the nutrients, the plant roots, the tree roots, to get the nutrients that they need.
Right.
And So really, it's all about the soil, the health of the soil, and also, you know, the nutrients. It's just kind of, you know, like humans, when we go through an illness or a sickness or some kind of trauma, we need to build our bodies back up. You know, we take vitamins, we eat
probiotics,
you know, healthier foods, we drink, you know, healthier things. So same thing with soil and plants and trees. So we need to give them extra care when they've been through, you know, traumatic events.
Absolutely. That's absolutely right, Diane. 713-572-4610. Well, we've got this situation that we recover in. You may be dealing with that problem. You may be dealing with other problems. We want to hear from you, your questions. 713-572-4610. We're going to go to Chris right now. Chris, you have a question for Diane?
Yeah, I was wondering, where in town can I find a plumeria tree?
Oh, plumeria? Well,
yeah.
We carry plumeria. We haven't gotten our shipment in yet. They're a little bit late this year. All of the weather has been a little bit wacky, and so most of the plumerias that we bring in come out of Florida, and so we are expecting plumeria in about 2 weeks or so. I know that my plumeria has just flushed out. It's looking great. It hasn't set any flower buds yet, but we will definitely have them. So check with us in about 2 weeks. We'll post it on our Facebook site, and we'll also, you know, put it out in our newsletter. So we will definitely have a really nice array of plumeria coming in soon.
Chris, what part of town? What part of town are you in?
Willowbrook, the Willowbrook area.
Yeah, it's not too far of a haul. Yeah, any of our, you know, co-op locations are going to have a pretty good selection of plumeria. Diane, I know, is partial to a bunch of really cool varieties, so I'd really trust her taste in varieties. So she's up in Kingwood, which, you know, on a Saturday is not too bad of a trip. So,
yeah, not at all.
Yeah, and she works at a place called Warren Southern Gardens up there.
Okay, check it out.
Hey, man, well, thanks for the call.
Thank you.
Plumeria are a beautiful plant, Diane.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. And actually, one of our favorite customers went to Hawaii last year, and she brought me back a cutting. And she was actually our birthday bash winner.
Oh,
and,
nice.
yeah, great. Catherine. So we love her. But anyway, she gave me a beautiful cutting of plumeria, and I'm really excited to see it bloom. But yeah, it's a really neat plant, and actually is a super tough plant.
Right.
And it actually likes it, you know, on the drier side. It likes very well drained soil. So when you do plant your plumerias, make sure that you create really excellent drainage in case we have, you know, some more heavy rain events.
Absolutely.
Because it really is a tough plant.
Definitely. And I definitely want to explore some strategies about that, how to deal with drainage with knowing that we maybe have some heavy water events. 713-572-4610. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610 with Diane Bolanowski. I'm Danny Milliken, and we'll be back in a second.
Settlers, farmers, and gardeners. For over a century, they've depended on Wabash feed and grain for essentials. It's a place out of time. Farm critters, healthy plants, rescued pets, even handmade decor. There has been one recent change. Wabash moved. Not far, up Shepherd, just north of 610. We're still filled with healthful supplies and good advice for today's urban gardener. Yes, we're different, and that's good. Come explore a little bit of country in the heart of the city. WabashFeed.com.
Your fireplace. It should be a centerpiece, not a source of stains and smells, leaks, noises, drafts, and maybe even a fire risk. Lord's Chimneys certified insured technicians utilize advanced LCD video scanning technology to find dangers before your home is at risk. Lord's Chimney guarantees mess-free service every time. Keep your fireplace beautiful. Keep your family safe. Call Lord's Chimney, a certified home show pro. 281-724-3400. Or visit lordschimney.com.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. More answers to your questions in just a few minutes. This is Joey from Enchanted Gardens in Enchanted Forest. Today we've got our succulent make and take seminar. We'll have all sorts of different and unique succulents available for you to plant in your own container for your patio or deck. And even succulents even grow inside very well in the right spot. The seminar at both locations today will be from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's a come and go, so come when you have time and make a beautiful arrangement to take home to your house. Tons of beautiful daylilies in bloom, agapanthus, also known as lily of the Nile. Tons of perennials that will take the heat and attract butterflies for the summer, and a great selection of drift roses. Also, if you're running late on your tomatoes and peppers, we've got some larger ones in 2-gallon pots that will give you a little head start to catch up. Enchanted Gardens is located at the corner of 723 and 359, convenient to Richmond, Cinco Ranch, and Katy. Enchanted Forest is located on FM 2759, convenient to Sugarland, Greatwood, and First Colony. You can also find us on our website at myenchanted.com. Let's get back to regular business at the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks a ton, Joey. You guys are doing a great job down there. This is Home Show Garden Pros. I'm Danny Milliken here with the amazing Diane Bolanowski answering your garden questions. She's a true expert from Warren Southern Gardens, so we're excited to have her. Diane, doing good?
Yeah, doing really good. We had a little rain this morning. I think we might have a little rain later on today, but we actually need it. Some people think that, you know, we had heavy rain and we saw enough water come down, but that can also cause stress on your plants. So, you know, if you inundate them with water and then let them go dry, now that we're getting hot, that can also stress plant roots and the roots of your grass and trees. So consistent watering is how plants, thrive. And so just be on the lookout for that. So don't think right. that just because, you know, we had heavy rain that you can go, you know, for a long period of time without watering
well,
your
you
plants.
Know, I asked Joey last week what he thought Joey Linderman, one of the worst things people can do for their plants. And he really was like, too much water is such a killer. And,
yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, but then we run out of it, you know. And you mentioned just well-draining soils. And we're going to get to a caller here in a second. But you mentioned well-draining soils. But, you know, to kind of compare and contrast well-draining soils with our clay, how do they handle water? Like plumeria, you know, it's a tropical plant. It loves water, but not wet feet. So we're going to explore that. You know, we're going to take a couple calls here and answer some questions. But definitely want to explore that kind of common vernacular, common idea, but maybe a better way to put it in practice. So 713-572-4610. TJ, you got a question for Diane?
Yes, I do. Good morning. How are y'all today?
Doing great.
Good morning.
Quick question. I just got through last week laying down Bayer 3-in-1 weed and feed killer on my lawn. And I'm trying to see what can I do to thicken it up. I see my neighbors have pretty thick green lawns and mine look really thin. And I hate to use the word sick, but compared to theirs, it looks sick. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to see now that I've fertilized it, like I said, last week, right before all that constant rain came down, so it's good natural water, what's the next step that I can do to try to thicken the lawn?
Hi, TJ. Well, there's a couple things that you can do. So you've used a weed and feed. So you also, you know, you're going to want to give it a little time. We're just now, you know, we've had a lot of rain and we're you know, just now getting into the heat and having, you know, consistent sunshine. But one thing, and it's because I'm an organic gardener, that I like to do is use something water soluble from the ocean. Like you can use liquid seaweed, you can use fish emulsion. MicroLife has some really great products that we like to use. There's one called Ocean's Harvest, and it's a combination of seaweed and fish emulsion. And I find that an application of that will really help stimulate growth and, you know, help green up your lawn. You can apply that. You can also use azomite. And azomite is something we'll probably talk about a little bit further. It is going to introduce trace minerals and elements that were lost, you know, through our heavy rain events back into your soil. And a lot of that has been lost over the last couple of years. So that's another way that you can, stimulate growth.
Okay.
TJ, what part of town are you in?
I'm in Rose Sharon.
Okay.
Area. And I don't know if it really makes a difference or not, but of course, I think most common lawns is St. Augustine grass, and that's what we have.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have seen a lot of lawns recover and go from mediocre to great, and I haven't seen weed and feed be the way to get there.
Okay.
The way I usually see it is kind of really what Diane's talking about, but then even kicked up a notch and compost top dressing as a one-time treatment, not every year or every month, but one time putting down a lot of compost, spreading it out about an eighth of an inch or less all over the lawn, really does build up roots. And that's where you're lacking, right? You're lacking in your roots. You know, the soil is compacted from Harvey, and all these other rain events have hammered the soil, and it's not letting air in or roots down. And so, everything that Diane said is a great approach, but it's kind of like serving food to an empty table. You know, no one's going to eat that food. You're going to have this kind of good food there, but no one's going to have it. And so compost is a great way to get guests to the party, to continue this kind of mediocre, analogy, but, to get like guests to the party, and then you have the food to feed them, and then you've got the whole thing going, and the grass starts really succeeding. And so we can deepen our St. Augustine roots. I've St. Augustine at my yard, and I haven't put any fertilizer down this year. I have some microlife I'm about to put down, but I really haven't done anything. It's growing too fast. I got to mow it more than once a week, or it gets out of hand. And so you can get there, but some stuff sets it back. Some stuff pushes it forward. I guess that's really kind of in a nutshell what I mean to say.
Just one more before I let you go.
Yeah.
The compost, the ocean harvest, I think Diane said Asomite, if I pronounced that correctly. Where can I purchase those different products?
Yes, TJ. So all of the members of the co-op, the Home Show Pros, we all carry Asomite. I'm pretty sure we all carry it. We're Warren Southern Gardens, so we're in the Kingwood area. But
Enchanted Forest is down by you, sort of. It's like on the Rocheron side of Richmond.
Right.
Gotcha. Okay.
I don't remember. It's just Enchanted Forest. Really beautiful spot. They're going to have a bunch of great amendments like that. And they can definitely kind of help you with all the stuff we're talking about.
Okay.
And one thing, TJ, just in the long run, you might just reconsider using weed and feed going forward. You might switch to an organic program in the long run. I think in the end, sometimes, you'll see really good results. But we don't really recommend, doing both, a weed and feed together. And the weed and feeds are really high in salt. So that can contribute to further issues in the soil. So you might, think about using MicroLife on your lawn the next time that, you go to fertilize, because it also works as a soil conditioner.
MicroLife. No, this is very informative, and I'm using this season of trying to have my lawn really presentable and putting forth the effort into making it stay healthy year-round.
Yes.
And that's what we're all about, TJ. Absolutely. Hey, thanks so much for the call. We're up against a break, so really appreciate you kind of calling in with your question and trusting us to give you some advice. So that's really appreciate you. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610, and we'll be back after a few words.
Rolling and playing in the grass, Cliff grew up loving lawns.
It's true.
Cliff believes everyone should have a barefoot-worthy lawn.
I do.
So much so, he made green grass his life's work.
Love it.
Through summer heat, winter chill, he nurtures and feeds lawns like yours year-round. That's why he named his business
Year-Round.
Dedicated to helping you enjoy truly green, healthy grass that begs for barefoot play year-round.
Naturally.
Call Cliff. There's still time. YearRoundHouston.com.
You're listening to the Home Show Garden Pros. Gardening help you want, answers you can trust from members of the Home Show Garden Pros Co-op.
Plants for all seasons in Northwest Houston. Come and get your green on.
Buchanan's Native Plants in the Heights. We've been organic gardeners for over 30 years.
Nelson Water Gardens and Nursery. Katie's Full Service Nursery.
Connect with all six Home Show Garden Pros Co-op members anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com or call now 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Want to say a quick word for Southwest Fertilizer. Southwest Fertilizer is an awesome outdoor gardening solution store in Southwest Houston, and they are devoted to service, quality, and selection. And you walk in there, and all of that is instantly evident when you walk in the front door, because you will see just the broad selection of almost everything, be it their 90-foot tool wall, their great selection of organics, their other selection of solutions, incredible bird selection, and their commitment to quality too, because they have top-notch tools. They have the best fertilizer, the best pesticide you can get, the best bird feed and bird feeders and pet food that you can possibly imagine, the best tools. You know, they sell Steel, they sell Toro, they sell great lawnmowers and equipment. And then also you walk in and their staff is friendly and knowledgeable and really do care about gardening and helping you solve your lawn and garden needs. Another cool thing that happens is if they don't have it, they will help you find it. Bob is the owner, and he trusts his shoppers. You know, he trusts those people because he knows that everybody comes in there is an experienced gardener and has had success, and he wants other people to have success. So if you go in there and you're like, oh, I got to get, you know, burly bear caterpillar, you know, poison, he knows that that's something that has worked before, and he'll help you carry it. Really cool guy, really great staff. There's really no place like it. Again, an incredible selection of anything you're looking for on the gardening front. And you can find the highest quality stuff or stuff that's on more of the affordable side. So really great spot. Southwest Fertilizer, a Houston lawn and garden tradition since 1955. It's at 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick Street. You can check out their website for some of their offerings, southwestfertilizer.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Diane Bolanowski with Danny Milliken, and Hey. We'd like you to call us with your gardening questions.
Yeah, and we have Russ on the line right now. Called us with gardening question. Russ, you got a question for Diane?
I do. I actually bought some bougainvilleas there at the Warrens there in Kingwood. And can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Hi.
Oh, great. Great. And we loved it. We were in Cancun, and we fell in love with the colors. We bought like four or five from yours. And they bloomed great for probably 4 or 5 months, the first season. And ever since then, and I cannot for the life of me get these things to bloom. They just are wonderful green bushes, but the color that we desire, obviously, from that beautiful plant is just not coming forth. And everything else in my yard blooms perfect. So if you could give me some tips on how to make them bloom, that would be great.
Yes, I can. Actually, bougainvillea is one of those plants. It's absolutely gorgeous, but it's really tough, and it likes a little bit of abuse. And do you have them planted in the ground or in a container?
Well, see, I've been reading up, and so I have four of them, and I have three in the ground, and they're next to our palm trees and some other plants. And then I have one about a week ago I took out and said, forget it, I'm going to kill it. I'm going to put it in a pot and dry it out. Because I heard it likes to be, like you said, abused and act like it's almost about to die. And that's how it turns color. So I've got three in the ground and one out.
Well, they actually like to be root bound. And what I've noticed is that the plants that are planted in the ground, you'll get a lot of really lush growth, but very few blooms. And I know there's some exceptions to that. I've seen beautiful specimens in Mexico and California. But for whatever reason, they really like to – they bloom better when they're in a smaller container root bound. And I've actually had mine in the same 12-inch pot or so for, I think, 3 or 4 years. So that's one thing. And I think that just, you know, the things we've talked about, you know, the different issues with our soil, they also kind of like succulents. They, I'm not going to say that they like to be dry, but the better approach is to, you know, water them really heavy and let it drain and then water them again and then go, you know, a span of time in between. Now, right now, you know, you can go a couple days in between or so. As we get into the heat, if they're in a container, they might need a little bit more water. But everyone has a different secret as far as fertilizing them. And I've done really well. I use rose fertilizer on them. And then I'll kind of trade off and I'll use a water-soluble organic fertilizer like liquid seaweed or fish emulsion in between. But they really do seem to respond well to rose fertilizer. And I also sometimes will give them, you know, Epsom salts, which is really high in magnesium. And that's something that roses like as well. And that really seems to kick them into bloom. So I hate to say, you know, you can encourage the ones you have planted in the ground. But you might try, you know, I wouldn't suggest digging those up and transplanting them or anything like that. But you might just get some that are in smaller containers and, you know, encourage those into bloom. Because you can really get a lot of blooms out of, you know, a bougainvillea that is in a smaller container. You'll still get, you know, quite a lot of growth.
Well, let me ask you this. When we bought them there at your store, they were in containers, wonderful, and of course we took them out and planted them. If I were to go back and buy more, because we put them around our pool, and it's kind of covered by rocks, so it kind of could sit up and in a container at least, would it be advantageous just to buy some more and then drop them in behind there and just use them as like in a planter instead of planting them in the ground?
Yes, that's exactly what I would do. They actually, I think, would do very well that way. You know, like I said, I've had mine in the same container for several years. And I know a lot of people actually do that because I think that you'll get a lot more color that way. And, you know, you just want to be careful. Drainage is a big issue. So make sure that that area drains well. If you want to transplant them into just a slightly larger container and add some expanded shale just to make sure that, you know, they're draining really well. But that is what I've always found to be the key. A little bit of abuse, keeping them root bound and really, you know, fertilizing them well.
Well, that's
they're heavy feeders.
Really great word on bougainvillea. And it's, you know, one of the most beautiful plants if you can get it to flower. So we're up against the break. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. Diane is dishing knowledge out like crazy to people about any subject. I love it so much. 713-572-4610. I encourage you to get on the knowledge train. 713-572-4610. And we'll be back after a quick word.
License M20628TACLA15663E to ECL 30557.
When you need a plumber, you have lots of choices. Hello, I'm Alan O'Neill of Abacus Plumbing. The thing that separates Abacus Plumbing from the rest of our competition is our commitment to quality and extraordinary customer service. Our team has earned 9 awards of excellence from the Houston Better Business Bureau and is one of the most recommended plumbing companies in all of Texas. Next time you need a plumber, choose Abacus because you can count on us.
Call 713-PLUMBING or visit 713plumbing.com.
What is a must for every homeowner? Well, it's the Monterey Consan 20. It's a fungicide for disease control on trees, shrubs, and lawns. A disinfectant and deodorizer for storm and flood reclamation. Boy, do we know about that one. They use a lot of it here in Houston after Harvey. And of course, for algae control on hard surfaces. Ask for the Monterey Consan 20 at your favorite garden center. It's something everybody should have in their garage or on their shelf at home because you never know when you need a good disinfectant. It's a product that every homeowner is going to want at their house. That's the Monterey Consan 20.
Now back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros, 713-572-4610. We talk about soil a lot on this this show. We talk about using mulch under trees, using compost as a top dressing, having a veg bed mix that's filled with compost, and Nature's Way Resources makes phenomenal compost. We're talking about a compost that is regarded across the nation as being one of the best in the land, on the continent. And it's pretty amazing because if you can address your soil, and Diane, she really was mentioning this a lot, is if you can improve your soil, you give the plant that much more, such more chance of thriving. So start strong. If you're building a new bed, add Nature's Way Resources, soils, mulches, and compost to your garden, lawn, and landscaping. They're awesome products. The compost works really, really great. Greener plants, brighter flowers, healthier roots, all of that. The wood, Nature's Way Resources is just past the Woodlands on 45, and they also have a really nice native plant nursery, and they have species eligible for the new low water use 50% water bill rebate for residents of the Woodlands. So that, you know, you can pick up their compost in bulk, that you can pick up their compost in bags from any, almost any of our co-op locations, but also there at their Woodland site. And you can find out what else they have. They have a bunch of different soil types, so many different soils that are specific for your needs. So if you want a list of plants that can get you that rebate, if you want to figure out where you can get their bags and compost and what their different soil types are, go to their website. It's definitely worth a visit. Ton of information, homeshowgardenpros.com or naturewayresources.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Diane Bulanowski from Warren Southern Gardens with Danny Milliken, and we'd like you to give us a call with your gardening questions at 713-572-4610.
Absolutely. Great job. Great bring back. That was very nice. So,
Thank you.
Yeah, we're here. We're talking talking about gardening, kind of all things, but it seems like woven through this has been this idea of drainage and dealing with drainage. Time-wise, we're behind a little bit, so we're not going to do so, Mike, after this break, we're going to take your call just because we're right up against it. But, Diana, I want to just hear your advice on how to create a space that well drains, even though you know that there may be some heavy rain coming.
Yeah, there's really lots of things that you can do. The problem we have here in Kingwood is we've got a combination of sandy soil and clay. So both those situations can cause a problem. But there's several things. First of all, expanded shale. Expanded shale really helps both situations, if we have too much water or not enough, because expanded shale will hold moisture and release it in times of drought. And that's when I really discovered it, when we had the severe drought. So it's really important. But if we have heavy rain, it'll create, excellent drainage. And the other thing, you know, in some cases you've got, you know, trees or established shrubs, or in the case of you know, your lawn, you may not be able to work expanded shale in effectively. And so U-mates and compost. So I kind of call, U-mates the gold of compost. Hmm. Really is just packed full of, you know, nutrition and goodness, and it really helps break up clay soils and helps them drain better so that oxygen and nutrients can get to the roots. So, you know, MicroLife makes quite a few products that are really U-mate rich. But if you can't work a granular, if you can't work granular U-mates into your soil, or at the planting site, they also we also carry liquid U-mates, and that's really easy to apply, especially, you know, to your grass, under trees. So, and then again, you know, you had brought up doing top dressing with compost for, you know, TJ's lawn. That's really important. At least twice a year, putting down a layer of either leaf mold compost or cotton burr compost, which the cotton burr compost is really rich also in humic acid, which is, you know, will further help break down that clay soil and help it drain. Because the problem with the clay is that oxygen can't move through it. It's either gummy, mucky, you know, clay, or it's like cement.
Yeah.
So it really needs help.
Well, that's awesome. Thank you. That's great advice. I love all three of those elements, expanded shale, knowing your soils and then using great humic acid, stuff like that, to really get it done. This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610, 713-572-4610. We're going to take a break and be back and answer Mike's question.
Let your senses transport you to a peaceful hideaway where beauty and tranquility are waiting for you. Enchanted nurseries and landscaping in Richmond. Striking display gardens, plants, shrubs, and trees accompanied by the sights and sounds of fountains, chimes, and whimsical garden art. Enchanted Forest on FM 2759 and Enchanted Gardens on FM 359. For three generations, family-owned, family-run, sharing their gardening passions, helping you find yours. Enchanted Nurseries and Landscaping. Discover them online at myenchanted.com.
Get more from your gardening. The Home Show Garden Pros are here to help with advice and tools they trust to keep things green.
Top shelf organic products in the grab and go bag from Newer, Wabash Feed and Garden, a little bit of the country in the heart of the city.
Call the Home Show Garden Pros now, 713-572-4610.
Welcome back to Home Show Garden Pros. We talk a lot about a product that is my go-to fertilizer when I'm talking about my lawn, landscape beds, trees, veggie beds. They got something for everything, and it works really, really well, and that's MicroLife. Diane mentioned a few of the ones that I've actually got highlighted on my tip sheet here. Humates Plus, which is in the dark purple bag, incredible material, especially for breaking up clay soils and getting minerals back in the soil. It does a really cool thing called chelation that it bonds things together. And so that plate, stacked plate sort of nature of clay can get unstacked. And you can really get a lot of air and water and roots back into the soil that weren't there before. Works really, really well. Really great stuff. And then the green bag is my go-to, the MicroLife Multipurpose 624. I'm talking lawns, veggie beds, landscaping. Everything can happen because it feeds the plants and it builds the soil up. Healthy plants, or healthy soil, healthy plants, healthy people, that's their kind of strategy. That's the way they do it. Look for the green bag and look for MicroLife wherever you shop for your gardening stuff, which of course should be our Home Show Garden Pro locations. But they make great stuff. If you're looking for a flash green up, the MicroLife Super Seaweed is phenomenal material, nutritional boost, and it works really fast, really, really fast. MicroLife will not burn your plants. Totally safe for your kids and your pets. Check them out online. You can read a lot about the product and their history on MicroLifeFertilizer.com.
This is Home Show Garden Pros on Sports Radio 610. I'm Diane Bulanowski with Warren Southern Gardens with Danny Milliken.
Hey.
Give us a call with your gardening questions.
That's right. And Mike has taken your advice and waited through a break for us. Mike, thanks so much. Mike, what's your question for Diane?
Hey, thank you, Danny, Diane. I've almost answered already my question. I have a very low hair. I built it up with bank sand. I put in some drain sumps, and seems to be working pretty well, although this last 5-inch rain, we got that new St. Augustine sod I put in about 30 days ago is thinning and yellow. So it's all the signs of saturation that you've mentioned. I also have another situation where I've got about 14 trees. There are cedar elms and hackberries down here along the Brazos River, and I'm raising the canopy on those trees today. But and I have a 40-pound bag of MicroLife Humate in my garage. Unbelievable. So
nice.
Any other things that you guys would recommend to that area? The drain, it is just still kind of mushy, but the water's finally gone, you know.
Wow. Well, Mike, yes, definitely. You know, we've talked about how important the drainage is. So liquid humates is one thing. You want to make sure that those areas continue to drain so that you don't have any kind of progressive, you know, root rot or situation like that. But one thing that I really like to use, really two things, azomite, and you can put it, you know, down on your lawn. You can put it under trees. You can put it in your veggie beds. It's very rich in trace minerals and, you know, micronutrients, a lot of that has been lost from the soil. And also something called green sand. Green sand is really rich in iron. Helps. It's used as a, when a sick tree therapy or a sick lawn therapy. It really helps kick up the immune system of your plants and helps them thrive. So that's something that I do. I put down the azomite at least twice a year, and I put down the green sand. And I really apply it to my lawn, under trees, under, shrubs. And I think that would also help.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. And that azomite, is that in a little white pack, like 6x6 little package, or...
Actually, no, it comes in at least a 10-pound bag and then a 40-pound bag. So it's really easy to apply because we do sell the 40-pound bag. You might be thinking of a product, Mycorrhizal, which will, it helps your plant roots.
Maybe more of a fungicide, yeah. Okay. Hey, thank you so much. Man, this has been a great help to the problem I've had just recently, and I'm sure many other people have too. So thank you, guys. Listen to your show regularly. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Mike. And
thanks,
we're going to explore your kind of specific problem too a little bit after this break, because lawns, newly leveled lawns, newly installed lawns, have a whole list of problems. So we're going to jump into that after this quick break. Quick break, Home Show Garden Pros.
A good customer recently complained that while her tomato plants had lots of blooms, they were not setting fruit. Hi friends, Bob Patterson of Southwest Fertilizer. I explained how it was probably a pollination problem and showed her a couple of ways of self-pollinating the plant. A couple of weeks later, she had tomatoes that were setting. At Southwest Fertilizer, we're devoted to providing service, quality, and selection for solving your lawn and garden challenges. Come see us. You'll find seeds, plants, tools, soils, and solutions to make your garden grow. Southwest Fertilizer, 5828 Bissonnette at Renwick. Visit us online at southwestfertilizer.com.
Another truckload of doors rolling into the Door Clearance Center. What's inside? Barn doors with barn door tracks, mahogany, knotty alder, fiberglass, steel, and one-of-a-kind doors. Open your home with patio doors or a grand entrance wrought iron door, shaker style and other interior doors, lock sets and handles too. A warehouse of options ready to take home and install. The Door Clearance Center. Save 30 to 70%. DoorClearanceCenter.com.
Now, back to answering your gardening questions with the Home Show Garden Pros.
More with the Home Show Garden Pros and answering your questions in just a bit. But first, this is Mary with Nelson Nursery and Water Gardens out here in Katy, Texas. All right, it is Armed Forces Weekend, and to honor our service members, all those who are in the armed forces will receive 20% off their entire order for the entire weekend. We really appreciate everything that you do for us, and to thank you, we've got wonderful plants, fountains, anything you would like to put into your yard to brighten it up. You can do it. This week, in from Vietnam, we have the wonderful glazed pottery. These pots are glazed at a high temperature, which makes them perfect for fountains and planters in the Gulf Coast area. No need to worry about any freezes. These guys will not crack on you. We also have gotten shipment after shipment after shipment of plants in. So we've got beautiful things that you can put out into your garden that are fresh off the truck and ready to go into the ground. You can find us at nelsonwatergardens.com and on Facebook. Now back to the Home Show Garden Pros.
Thanks a lot, Mary. Sounds like you guys are going to have a great day out there. Okay, Diane, quickly, we got to kind of tackle this notion of new sod. So yes. You put bank sand under some grass. The roots can get through there, but they got to get all the way through that bank sand. So what's your one tip? What's your one thing that people can do to really encourage, to give that grass a chance?
Well, if you haven't core aerated your lawn, that's one thing you want to do. But I like to put down compost. I think that you can put down, leaf mold compost and then plant your sod into that. I think that'll give you a better result in the long run.
Awesome. That's great advice. Are you guys doing anything cool for Armed Services Day? It's okay if you're not.
Well, we have wonderful plants. We're welcoming everyone to come out. And, it's been, you know, it's been a little stressful lately. And
absolutely.
So we really want everyone to just enjoy the sunshine, enjoy nature, you know, relieve some stress, get out there and do some gardening, plant something beautiful, plant something edible. Oh, we do have 50% off all fruit trees also this weekend, except for citrus. We've got lots of peaches. We've got plums, figs look fantastic. And we have grapes. So plant something edible. There's nothing more rewarding than you know, harvesting your own fruit.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much, Diane. Great job as usual. And I hope you have a wonderful day up there at Kingwood.
Thank you. You too.
Talk to you soon. So this is Home Show Garden Pros. When we get back, it'll be Home Show Radio with Tom Tynan. Fun times.
Getting the yard and garden you really want is easy with help from the Home Show Garden Pros. Six of Houston's most trusted nurseries come together with Danny Milligan.
Saturday, 7 till 9.
Taking your calls, answering questions, or anytime at homeshowgardenpros.com. Videos, advice, tips, and the Garden Pros Podcast. Always on,
always free.
Helping you be a better gardener. The Home Show Garden Pros. Saturday, 7 till 9 on Sports Radio 610.
And online anytime
at homeshowgardenpros.com.
Stay tuned. Home Show Radio will return shortly.